the bacterium that causes whooping cough, also known as pertussis, forgotten but not gone. Jen. And that's the distinctive sound which gives the disease its name. As this baby struggles for breath, it's what parents should look out for. Katie Lodge got whooping cough at 9 weeks, just before her first vaccination. She got progressively weaker and ended up on oxygen in hospital.
She'd start coughing, it would get worse and worse, and it would get to a point where she couldn't catch her breath, she'd go blue. Now, looking back on it, it was really quite scary.
No one's certain why cases are surging, although improved testing may be picking up more. So far this year across the UK, there have been 2,398 cases of whooping cough, compared with just 272 in the same period last year. Most are in adolescents and adults, where the illness is less severe. But the bug is circulating, and babies are most vulnerable before immunisation, which happens at 2, 3, and 4 months, plus a preschool booster. Immunisation experts are considering whether to recommend a booster jab in adolescents as immunity wanes. Paediatricians agree a new strategy is needed.
Giving boosters to adolescents is one thing that might help. There are other things too that we could do and that are being looked into. They include immunising parents who've got newborn babies, immunising mothers when they're pregnant, immunising healthcare workers and so on.
The rise in whooping cough cases underlines the importance of getting babies immunised promptly to ensure they're protected as early as possible. Fergus Walsh.